The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Okay, this is the last dilemma of the week. If you want to get one into us over the weekend, talk at beat102103.com is the email address, or you can WhatsApp us 085-102-9103. Sorry, there's a hair on my mouth. I can't proceed. You know, you can feel it in your...
That's your hairy chin. It's coming. It's just coming into your mouth. Anyway, come on. This is...
I do not have a hairy chin. Hey, Nyland Show, it's important that my dilemma is kept anonymous. Mm. My daughter went on a play date over the weekend. There was another girl from her class invited too. I collected her at 6 from the house. She got in the car and said she was starving. She was there 3 hours, so I would have assumed that they would have fed her something. She said they were brought to McDonald's, but that my daughter couldn't have anything because I didn't give her any money to go on the play date. So she sat there whilst the other girls ate nuggets and McFlurries. I am fuming. How dare they? They starve my child and let her sit there with nothing. It's disgusting and cruel. I want your take on it. Do other mums insist on a play date, including giving the child money? I want to speak to this mother, but how do I approach it?
Oh my God.
Nah.
Ah, I cannot believe you'd make a child feel like that.
It is wrong. It is cruel. Like, whatever about the cost of something, if a child is coming to my house on a play date and I'm bringing them to a food place, it doesn't matter. Like, if you bring them there, you are bringing them there and it's your choice to bring them there. Therefore, you pay for it. And I don't know, because it's never been something that I've been privy to, that you have to give your child money. I will say, Eve went on a play date over Christmas to a friend from school's house, and we brought a little bag of sweets. Mm. And she had done the same when she came to our house. Unless they were going off somewhere, I might give them.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm wondering in this case, had the McDonald's thing been mentioned beforehand?
It doesn't sound like it.
So you wouldn't presume that you have to give your child money for food if they're going on a play date.
Even if it had been said.
It's not a school tour.
And the child gets there and you realise the child doesn't have money, which is bizarre anyway. Mm. Even if you do get to that point,
how could you make
still
a child
don't let another child sit there while the other play date and your own child is eating. Like, you have a right to be absolutely fuming beyond words. Like, of course you're going to be mad. I think you do have to say it to her and say, I'm really hurt by your behaviour. I can't believe that you would do this to a child. I didn't know that it was a thing, and in my head it's not. I've never heard of this and I think it's bizarre. Like, whatever about the deal is with, you know, parents and an arrangement, you let a child, like that woman or the family, let that child sit there and watch two other kids. No, what planet is she on? You absolutely have to call her out on it. And I'd be slow to be saying yes to her going to the house again. I'd have the other child over instead.
Yeah, I'd be very reluctant to send your kid back to that house or to on another play date.
I'm sorry, I don't think it is the norm, unless you're specifically, like, if you knew that your child was going to the cinema or going to, like,
you'd give her a few quid,
Leisure Max or whatever you're going, you would throw them, like, you probably would, but you might forget as well. And you would assume that if your child has been invited somewhere, that the parents would have the decency to say, I'll cover the cost of this.
I think if you're sending your child on a play date, you presume that the parent is going to act like they would with their own child. You trust them in that regard, in how they'll treat the child, you know?
It just doesn't seem... I can't get my head around leaving that little girl sitting there with no food and the other two eating away. It's
okay,
horrible.
How would you handle this situation? 085-102-9103.
Can we ask, is this the norm? Because maybe I don't know. Are you meant to give your child money when they're going on a play date to a house?
Okay, let us know your thoughts.
The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma. On Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Through all of your messages and your voice notes this morning, but we'll do our best. This dilemma has obviously stirred the pot in terms of people's reaction. A woman in touch with us, her daughter went on a play date with her friend, and it turned out that they brought the kids to McDonald's, and because her child wasn't given money to go on the play date, they didn't feed the child, and she is fuming and she wants to confront the mother of the child whose play date she went on. She doesn't know what to do. Is this the norm? Is the question that she asked. Let's start with Emma. Oh no, I would absolutely have nothing to do with that mom. Her morals are non-existent. That poor child.
Brian says, what kind of person asks for money on a play date? If a child comes to our house, they're instantly treated like our own. You don't know the circumstances behind any home, so you always make that child feel welcome. It's a horrible person, and obviously his insecurities about herself.
You go out of your way because you want the child to have a good time. You want your child to have a good time. You want it to be a good experience for everybody. Leanne said, oh my God, I'm genuinely shocked and disgusted. My kids have often gone to their friends' homes. I've given them money when I know they're going for treats or food, but they've always come back with that money and vice versa. I actually can't believe that. What a horrible woman.
Dewika says, I would have turned the car around on the spot and addressed it then and there. The neck of her. The last time my child would be near that house, Happy Meals about £6. Disgusting.
Rose said, just about that dilemma, having worked with children for 15 years, it is important to clarify if it is the truth before making accusations at the other parent. Speaking from experience, often seeing children telling a different version of reality. Just my two cents. It's a good point. You can obviously, you know, question your child further and just to make sure that you have the facts right. But it sounds hard to believe that she'd be that far off.
Yeah.
You know, sitting there with no food.
Okay, let's get a couple of the voice notes. Pamela was on.
Just on the dilemma there, that mother should be absolutely disgusted and ashamed of her life to leave a little child sit there while they eat is just absolutely beyond me, to be honest with you. No other words.
Kelly was on too.
Oh my God, I actually can't believe I heard that on the radio this morning. I've had numerous of my children's friends down for play dates, and the last time they had a friend down, we went to McDonald's. I paid for that child food because I brought her.
Yeah.
If I have children in my house and my daughter was going to the shop or I was going to the shop, I'd bring them all back sweets. You don't exclude a child from having something to eat because they didn't bring money. You just turn around and say, oh, I'll get it for you. Maybe your mammy forgot.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't even matter whether they forgot or not. You don't even try sitting there starve. Oh my God, I am shocked. Nothing surprises me anymore.
And let's hear from Scott too.
Morning guys, how are you? Happy New Year. Yeah, just listening to that dilemma there, that's disgusting. That's like, who does that? You know, to invite a child out over for a play date or whatever the case may be, and even if they were told they were going to McDonald's or cinema, the parent might have forgot to give the money. But who in a right stable mind leaves a child sitting there in front of other kids and doesn't even buy them a €5 Happy Meal? Like, there's something wrong with that person. And she shouldn't be slow to call that mother out and say, what is this? Why would you do this? That's disgusting. I'm actually fuming even listening to it. No, it's just wrong on all levels. And I think she should just steer clear of that with the mother and the child. Just cut them off. Good luck. If somebody can treat your child like that, when when your child is supposedly with them under their care, having been invited out by them, and then just to leave them like that? No. Sorry now, but no. Anyway, I hope she goes ahead and calls her out. Best of luck. Cheers.
Thank you, Brian.
Scott.
Sorry, thank you, Scott. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, sorry we can get through all the messages. A Dilemma's back Monday morning. You can email talk@b102103.com.